This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Commanders playoff hero, wide receiver Diami Brown is not coming back to D.C. He's going to Jacksonville, joining the Jaguars on a one-year $10 million deal worth up to $12 million. That from Mike Garofolo of NFL Network. I'm Toby Altizer with breaking news on The Fan.
All right, thanks, Tobes. Diami Brown, $10 million from Jacksonville. He's going to be playing with Liam Cohen, the former Bucks play caller.
Duval.
Diami needs to learn how to say that before the first press conference he does.
Duval.
Oh my God, the cringe. Or you could just never say it and enjoy your time there without doing whatever that is.
Also very possible. Yeah. Diami Brown did a couple of things well last year. First of all, he had the monster game in the playoffs, which I'll remember forever.
That was the showcase.
How about that? I mean, really two of them, because he was great against the Bucks. Then he was almost as good back-to-back games against Detroit, and that's where he made his money. You have a great January. Mm-hmm. You get paid a little bit.
Yeah, the whole country's watching.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars know this guy has been unproductive for the majority of his entire career now for 4 years, so they're not going to give him a four-year deal at $10 million. But they'll give him 1-10 and see where it goes at 25 years old. He's got some speed. But the stuff he did really well, Danny, the tunnel screen, some of the bubble stuff, that's Deebo Samuel country. I think Debo's going to do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. The moment they acquired him, it made it very clear to me they weren't bringing Diami Brown back. Not to mention, you were not going to compete with this. To pay him $10 million a year after what he's done here over four seasons and 63 games just didn't make any sense. So happy for Diami Brown. Thank you for the memories and the outstanding playoff performance this year. Go catch balls in Jacksonville, but this is an easy one for me. You let him walk and you see if another team can get more out of him than you did.
Yeah, you say fairly well. He had more catches this year than his previous three seasons combined, and it wasn't because of injury. I mean, just wasn't productive, wasn't on the field, wasn't a favorite son, wasn't really part of their plan, despite him being a third-round pick. I mean, remember early on in 2021, like he was active, he was up, he was getting targets, and then it just all kind of went away when they said, oh, no. But they found a good role for him this year, honestly, because previously it had been he's the take-the-top-off-the-defense guy, he's the deep-threat guy. Whether he could or couldn't, it wasn't really happening. They weren't connecting, or he wasn't getting open. I have no idea. But they found this, what you just said, this tunnel screen, this short stuff, this yards after the catch type player that he hadn't really been before. They found something from the dude, which is really good. They now have upgraded in that regard with the Swiss Army knife that is Deebo Samuel. So that makes a lot of sense to me that they found an upgrade at that specific role. They still need what you would consider a wide receiver two, in my opinion. But that's now not necessarily as dire a need now that you've got a playmaker in Samuel in the fold.
The wide receiver position right now, with Deebo Samuel listed there, but whatever you want to call him, he's a wide back, he's a playmaker. It's Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, needs to be extended, just as an aside. We don't talk about that enough, but it's time to lock him up and give him his money that he earned last year. You've got Deebo Samuel, just acquired via trade. Zacchaeus, free agent. Noah Brown, free agent. Crowder, free agent. So there's three receivers on the current roster. McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, Luke McCaffrey, and now Diami Brown is in Jacksonville. I don't think Washington's going to be a player for one of the premium free agents today. Although if we're already down to the De'Ami Brown $10 million a year moves, then maybe they could sign a guy today that isn't top of the market money. But three players who are going to be in their top six are probably not on the team right now. Whether that means they re-sign Zaccheaus, which I would bet they do, honestly, or Noah Brown, which is also possible, but with his size, maybe there'd be a little bit more of a market for him. They're still going to have to sign some guys from outside the building, so that should be coming. And that's just an important reminder.
Yeah.
Quantity over quality here, but because of the number of free agents that they have, with nearly 30 guys set to hit the market, they re-signed a handful of them. It's closer to two dozen that are actually now available to sign elsewhere for Washington. Even if they're not signing a lot of guys to big money like they did with Kinlaw, the amount of moves they're going to have to make this week is a massive number.
You know, for example, last week we're focusing on Trey Hendrickson. That's the big fish. That's the giant. That's the 3,000-pound marlin or whatever the quote is from Social Network. But they're going to have to do a bunch of those DVD, bargain basement, CVS type signings too. That's what they did last year. That's what they majored in. In addition to the guys that were huge difference makers, you still filled in special teams. You still filled in the Cleveland Ferrells. That's kind of the tier that I kind of keep referencing. You're throwing a couple, $3 million at the wall to see if it sticks and you get, you know, average productivity or maybe even below average, but it's so cost effective it doesn't bother you if it doesn't necessarily work out, right? They're going to have to do that again just by nature of some of these 1 and 2 year deals. I mean, every team's got to be in free agency to replenish the roster with the cap and the necessary turnover, but Washington especially, because they did some of these short-term things to try to just power wash clean the Rivera era.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.